Benvinguts, família, avui amb una nova edició del vostre programa del Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí. Comencem el nostre programa setmanal número 1620. Avui un programa que ens conduirà a escoltar una sèrie de cançons inspiracionals, bones històries, segons els experts, algunes de les millors històries que mai s'hagin explicat en cançons de música country. Això serà la meitat del nostre programa aproximadament. Abans, però, tindrem bona música i bons ritmes a càrrec de formacions que ens presenten els seus àlbums. Com, per exemple, Buffalo Gospel, amb l'àlbum d'aquest 2018, que es diu On the First Bell.
Breathe on a cold hand. No home for a proud beast in a lonely. Wrapped in the darkness, wrapped in a one night town. A taut line and a smile,
I'm fairly certain.
From the water tower, hey, wrapped in the darkness, wrapped in a one-night town. Soaked in the silence, soaked in a hollow ground. Well, sons and daughters last. And I can't tell why, but I'll tell you why. Send for the highway, send for the window. Send me west, none of them where we've been. Well, on the first bell we run, oh, come on. Dead weight in a cold hand and an old soul. I'll stand in the lowland and I'll hold you. Hard on the heartless, hard on the youngest one. Wait till the morning, wait till the sherry's gone. Daughters last again, I can't tell why, but I tell you ain't. Send for the highway, send for the window. Send it west, better than where we've been. Well, on the first bell we run.
Oh,
una formació magnífica de Milwaukee, dels Estats Units, que ja havien debutat temps enrere amb els seus àlbums i EPs, però que ens porten un àlbum prou diferent, molt diferent al que ens havien conduït fins ara. On the Force, també el disc de la formació anomenada Buffalo Gospel, que té al capdavant a Ryan Nechi i que compta amb gent com Kevin Rove, en Nick Lang, Michael Rossetto, Andrew Coining, que s'ajunten, que envolten aquestes cançons tan interessants a nivell d'acord, a nivell de trencar motllos, que són les cançons compostes per aquest personatge, per en Nechi. Són cançons de Buffalo Gospel que avui escoltem per començar el nostre programa, com per exemple aquest On the First Bell, títol de l'àlbum, o aquesta, que ha estat el primer senzill en extreure's del disc, High Time to Hang Fire.
The red dirt on my window pane, left there so I could remember the last time it rained. Placed in loving and light through long, lonely tracks. Of the tears that I cried on the day you never time to hang fire. Lord, time to hang fire. A trick of the light on the day you were gone. Oh, it's time to hang fire. I'll chase this guilt with regret, hellos with goodbyes, and let them slip over this heart. Oh, and when they run dry, I curse what I never said, it's a high time for hang fire. A trick of the light on the day you were gone. It's a high time to hang fire. Lord, it's high, oh, time to hang fire.
la música de Buffalo Gospel, d'aquesta formació de Mill Waukee als Estats Units, que ens porten una música sincerament prou diferent de la que estàvem acostumats també a sentir fins ara, no tan comercial. És una barreja magnífica de les cançons que ens aporten amb un ritme, unes peces, una banda musical de 5 peces amb un so progressiu però tradicional al mateix temps i que ens acondueixen a molt bons ritmes, com hem pogut escoltar dintre el món del country, de l'americana i del folk. When Lonesome Comes Calling és el darrer tema que escoltem d'aquest On the First Bell.
They're bad men like a bird's got songs. I had me a good one, I couldn't keep up for long. To somebody looking, oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm black as a bucket of water inside. When lonesome comes calling, hard as I whistle and hard as I try, when lonesome comes calling, there's nowhere to hide. I wait for an answer, but it never comes. And all of the lights, they just shudder and hum. When lonesome comes calling, I unplug the phone. I turn down the lights like there's nobody. Lonesome comes calling, there's nowhere to hide.
Riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18 wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children. And did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of
un especial d'uns minuts que dediquem amb el nostre programa a recordar cançons que d'una manera inspiracional ens han portat les millors històries que es poden trobar en la música country. Avui us recordem alguna d'aquestes, com per exemple aquest fabulós tema que ens aporta, que ens canta i que una vegada més ens condueix aquest interessantíssim, al meu entendre, artista que fou, que és Randy Travis. Ell ens portava aquesta cançó, aquest Three Wooden Crosses, una cançó d'aquelles tan llegendàries en el món de la música que val la pena escoltar-la moltes vegades, i de ben segur que això és el que heu fet. Un himne inspirador, que és un dels aspectes més viscerals i reveladors de les cançons que escoltarem fins ara. Una història de quatre individus molt diferents, un agricultor, un mestre, una prostituta i un predicador, que prenen un autobús de mitjanit destinat a Mèxic. Allà, el món material es redueix a allò espiritual. A mesura que es desenvolupa la història, es revela un missatge molt més significatiu i necessari. Ha estat la música, la companyia amb el Three Wooden Crosses del 2002, del Rise and Shine de Randy Travis. La segona de les cançons que escoltarem amb aquest mini especial que us portem és un tema de Willie Nelson, una cançó que ens parla en aquest cas d'una polèmica història del western, d'un desconegut que viatja a la ciutat amb un cavall en el, i que hi troba i que condueix a l'assassinat d'una dona desfavorida. Per ser justos, ella va intentar robar el seu cavall. I el personatge de Nelson, més gran que la seva vida, està enquadrat amb una instrumentació de honky-tonk i d'una veu vocal punxeguda. En Willie Nelson ens canta aquesta història anomenada Red Heather Stranger des de l'àlbum del mateix nou del 1975.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knee a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, He's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it. Just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion that cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him. He's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him. Just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled the stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him. He's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him. Just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course. For you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. This is the tale of the red-headed stranger. And if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion and don't lay a hand on. Don't cross him, don't boss him. He's wild in his sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him. Just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again.
Bé, la cançó de Willie Nelson també ens ha acompanyat, un bon tema que, sens dubte, podíem recordar des d'aquest 1975. Històries, és el que busquem avui, amb aquests minuts del nostre programa. Històries, que possiblement heu escoltat un munt de vegades, i altres que no. Com, per exemple, aquesta. Aquesta sí que l'heu escoltat, perquè és una de les cançons més escoltades de la història de la música. És una de les imatges, amb aquests 2 minuts i mig que dura la cançó, definidores de la vida petita, i però sobretot de la hipocresia social. Una imatge que té una influència generalitzada, que ja hem pogut veure segurament en el treball d'altres artistes a través dels anys, com Brandy Clark o Cassie Musgraves. Uns personatges plenament desenvolupats, que viuen i respiren sols, però que al mateix temps, alhora, assenyalen estereotips al ben bé al cor d'Amèrica. Gene C. Reilly ens portava aquest Harper Valley PTA.
Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. you bringing up your little girl this way? And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon, and they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. She walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. Secretary had to leave this town. And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here, 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on, because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Harper Valley PTA, la música de Gene Cirilli, que ens acompanyava també amb aquesta història. La següent que us proposo per al programa d'avui és la d'un personatge que en el seu camí cap a la ciutat de Mobile, a Alabama, per un espectacle de cap d'any, fa una visita a una tomba a Montgomery. Allà es troba amb el fantasma turbulent de Hank Williams, que fa olor de whisky a l'aire. L'estructura de la guitarra és una de les millors i més icòniques contribucions d'Alan Jackson, el millor explicador d'històries que hi hagi hagut mai.
Midnight in Montgomery, Silver Eagle, lonely road, was on my way to Mobile for a big New Year's Eve show. Stop for just a minute, see a friend outside of town. Put my collar up, I found his name, and felt the wind die down. And a drunk man in a cowboy hat took me by surprise, wearing shiny boots, a nudie suit, and haunted, haunted eyes. He said, friend, it's good to see you, it's nice to know you care. Then the wind picked up, he was gone, was he ever really there? 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery, just hear that whippoorwill, see the stars light up the purple sky, feel that lonesome chill. 'Cause when the wind is right, you'll hear his song, smell whiskey in the air. Midnight in Montgomery, he's always singing there. Well, I climbed back on that eagle, took one last look around. Red tail lights, shadow moves slow across the ground. And off somewhere midnight train slowly passing by, I could hear that whistle blow. I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery, just hear that whippoorwill, see the stars light up the purple sky, feel that lonesome chill. 'Cause when the wind is right, you'll hear his song, smell whiskey in the air. Midnight in Montgomery, he's always singing there. He's always singing there. Oh, Hank's always singing there.
Un excel·lent Alan Jackson amb aquesta cançó Midnight in Montgomery que ens acompanyava amb el seu tema. Johnny Cash també serà present amb aquest mini espai que dediquem dins el nostre programa amb aquestes cançons, amb aquestes grans històries. Una mica de història de sobre un noi anomenat, bé, Sue. Cròniques de la cançó. És un viatge per la vida que s'enfronta al ridícul i a l'assetjament. Viatge d'un poble a l'altre i a mesura que envelleix, es resisteix i aprèn a fer front a les coses. Ell professa que una vegada fa un seguiment del seu pare, mortífer pare, que el va abandonar quan tenia 3 anys, i diu que el matarà. Finalment ensopega amb el seu pare en una taverna i es produeix una baralla. La revelació de les intencions sinceres del seu pare en donar-li un nom tradicionalment femení fan que s'arribi amb un acord amb el personatge titular del nom. A boy named Sue, Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3. Didn't leave very much to my mom and me except this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him 'cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. He must have thought that it was quite a joke, and I got a lot of lash from a lot of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keener. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud, and there at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. Knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed into the walls and into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing and I heard him cuss, and he reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I gave you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. It's that name that helped to make you strong. Listen, you just fought one heck of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye, 'cause I'm the bird that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. I called him a paw and he called me a son. Come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a boy, I'll name him Bill or George or Frank, anything but Sue. Petrol. Take that man.
Versió en directe d'aquest Boy Named Sue, d'un noi anomenat Sue a un noi anomenat Bobby, o una persona anomenada Bobby. En aquest cas, en va ser la història, o és la història de la culpa d'un home, suposadament, acusat de matar la seva esposa i després d'anar a la presó pels seus crims. Amb l'estructura típica de tres versos, la veritat es revela aviat, i si no arribem a les llàgrimes, és que no tenim cor. El poderós retrat de la història que ens explica Reba McEntire és complex i fascinant. Això es diu Bobby.
Bobby pleaded guilty to the charges that they read. As they led him from the courtroom, a young voice turned his head. A little boy dressed in blue was standing at the rail. He said, I hope they kill you, I hope you go to hell. They locked Bobby in a jail with 40 other men. They all knew what he'd done, they were glad to take him in. They'd all seen the headlines about Bobby and his wife, how they loved each other and how he took her life. Day after day he sat alone, night after night they'd hear him sing a song. He'd say, baby, I'll take care of you, I'll never let you down. No harm will ever come to you as long as I'm around. I am not afraid of what people say or do. The only thing I fear is being here without you. A little boy dressed up in blue grew up to be a man. When he fell in love himself, he came to understand how it was that Bobby took the life they both adored. 'Cause Bobby couldn't stand to see her suffer anymore. He took out the papers from the trunk beneath his bed, and all the years just disappeared as through his tears he read. Mind. The man who held her in his arms and chose to cut the line. And the one about the man who sits alone, year after year, singing his song. Baby, I'll take care of you, I'll never let you down. No harm will ever come to you as long as I'm around. I'm not afraid of what people say you do. The only thing I fear is being here without you. The young man drove his car up and parked outside the gate. They led him to a cold gray room. The guard told him to wait. When the guard brought Bobby in, the young man finally knew. He still missed his mama, but he'd missed his daddy too. When the guard left the two of them alone, he took Bobby in his arms and the young man sang a song. Daddy, I'll take care of you, I'll never let you down. No harm will ever come to you as long as I'm around. You have taught me not to fear what people say and do, and the only thing that hurts is being here without you.
Genial la veu d'aquesta cançó i d'aquesta artista, de Reva McEntire. És una cançó que ens porta ara mateix, també cantada per Reva McEntire, però no amb aquesta versió que podem trobar. La cançó es diu Fancy, és de Bobby Gentry, i que és una peça magnífica que també podem escoltar amb el nostre programa Cançons, que avui ens han parlat d'històries, històries diferents en el món de la música, i que ens acompanyen en Fancy amb Bobby Gentry des del 1970. La veritat és que anem enrere amb en temps. Va ser aquesta cançó versionada al seu àlbum de Reba McEntire del 1990, No More Has It. L'original és de Bobby Gentry, però és més ressonant, més terrossa, més estil soul. Hem escoltat la història un milió de vegades al llarg dels anys, però mai és una història que es fa obsoleta. Hi ha alguna cosa absolutament màgica sobre la història de les riqueses, perquè qualsevol mitjà que sigui necessari per arribar-hi, la història d'aquests traços, d'aquestes anades. Fancy és l'antiheroi, és posa d'efecte sobre la seva pell, i en definitiva és per això que surt a la part superior, que arriba a dalt de tot. Bé, no podem dir que ho hagi fet malament, veritat, la cançó de Bobby Gentry és així, Fancy.
It was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good, and staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mom's gonna help you move uptown. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. The last time I saw my ma, the night I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one
chance, you want a chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done bad.
Yes,
a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Uptown, and I guess she did.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí. Buddy Brown, al Club del Country.
I know where my food comes from, and the friends I've got I know are real. I don't need the government to help me out, 'cause an 8-point buck makes a dang good meal. Bought a truck when I turned 17. Had a gun rack in the back window. When the recession hit, it brought us to our knees. But God made it rain so the corn could grow. And now common sense has been swept out of this nation, with a bunch of BS laws and stupid rules. We ain't changed the same old country station since 1961, it's still been cool. So I'll be waiting on the other side with my 12 gauge and my Friday night. If y'all wanna join me, you can. Just let the world go wrong to the city, 'cause we'll be living in the country promised land. I got two boys of my own. They watch everything I do. Great woman waiting for me back home, and I'd die for her in a second too. We love the Lord and we sure love our country, no matter who might be in the White House now. It won't be long till all these days are history. Still hold out hope, it'll turn around. So I'll be waiting on the other side with my 12 gauge and my Friday night. If y'all wanna join me, you can. Just let the world go wrong to the city, 'cause we'll be living in the country promised land. So
pray in school. Raise your kids right. Keep the First and Second Amendments alive. Love your neighbor despite the color of their skin. And keep asking Jesus to come back again.
Excel·lent la música d'aquest artista, Buddy Brown, un cantant de Madison, de Mississippi, va néixer el 1982 i que es va donar a conèixer a través de YouTube quan el seu vídeo es va convertir en viral, la versió que va fer del tema d'Easton Corbin a Little More Country de Danny Jack. Després va enregistrar el seu primer àlbum, Mason Jar, el 2012, i va editar un EP que estem escoltant avui. Recordem el seu Hometown Anthems, un disc prou interessant del qual hem escoltat la cançó anomenada Country Promised Land, i ara aquest Don't Bring Dirt Into the Kitchen.
And he ain't allowed to come here, didn't I mention? 'Cause mama said don't bring dirt into the kitchen. Family name, and you got grandpa turning in his grave. You know if he met that boy, he'd make you ditch him. Yeah, he'd say don't bring dirt into the kitchen. You know I never thought you'd take this path. Baby girl, you really made me mad. Yes, I'm gonna have to kick his ass, 'cause no one else will. And we're about to show our redneck side up in here. Somebody go to the fridge and throw me one more beer. 'Cause if I see his truck pull in our drive, you know I'm gonna meet that boy outside. We're gonna throw down and start a fight. And you don't want that, honey, just call him up and say you're free. Gonna tell you what to do, but you better listen. 'Cause mama already done said, don't bring dirt into the kitchen. It's different with a sister of mine. I know what he wants and he ain't gonna get it. Yeah, mama said don't bring dirt into the kitchen. You know I never thought you'd take this path. Baby girl, you really made me mad. Guess I'm gonna have to kick his ass, 'cause no one else will. And to show our redneck side up in here. Somebody go to the fridge and throw me one more beer. 'Cause if I see his truck pull in on drive, you know I'm gonna meet that boy outside. We're gonna throw down and start a fight. If you don't want that, honey, just call him up and say you're through. I ain't gonna tell you what to do, but you better listen. Mama already done said, don't bring dirt into the kitchen. Don't bring dirt into the kitchen. Don't you bring that boy in mama's kitchen.
Bé, doncs, fins al final del nostre programa, amb la seva música, les cançons, ben aviat en recordarem i escoltarem cançons del seu nou àlbum, un disc anomenat Just a Saying, de 2018, amb Buddy Brown, amb més bones cançons, aquest excel·lent personatge. Ara ens acomidem per al programa d'avui, And the Boys Are Staying In, una altra de les cançons que podem trobar amb aquest Hometown Anthems, el seu EP publicat el mes d'abril de 2015. Salutacions ben cordials a càrrec de Rafael Corbí, info@clubdelcountry.com o la plana web clubdelcountry.com, que estem sempre al vostre costat. Serà fins la propera, fins una altra.
Last night we all tried to lie to the girls we're running with. We said ain't no party tonight, yeah, the boys are staying in. It's Texas Hold'em and a bunch of beer as soon as we get off work. So why don't y'all stay home tonight and we'll pick you up before church. We all left our trucks in the drive, had Billy come pick us up. Took us a midnight road trip, ended up at a country club in Huntsville, Alabama, 82 miles from our hometown. We thought ain't no way word's gonna get back, them girls won't ever find out. Well, I met a brown-haired beauty soon as we walked in. We pulled up a table next to her and all her friends, and it was going good till she pulled up Facebook. Then she laughed out loud, said, "You're dating my cousin, you dirty dog. I'm calling her right now." Well, it's gonna be a real bad night. Heading north on 65, there's gonna be hell to pay as soon as we pull in. Know that brunette ratted us out, and I don't blame her, but I'm thinking about Ashley, Brittany, Jess, and Jamie Lynn. It's gonna be an F5 twister in the front yard, cause we said that the boys were staying in. Yeah, the boys are staying in. It's awful quiet inside this truck, we ain't said a word at all. And I'd say between the four of us, we've had 52 missed calls. Them girls are gonna ring us out and there ain't no way to run. Right now we're all regretting we ever taught them how to shoot those guns. Yeah, it's gonna be a real bad night. Heading north on 65, there's gonna be hell to pay as soon as we pull in. I know that brunette ratted us out, and I don't blame her, but I'm thinking about Ashley, Brittany, Jess, and Jamie Lynn. It's gonna be an F5 twister in the front yard, cause we said that the boys are staying in. Yeah, the boys are staying in. Be a real bad night. Heading north on 65, there's gonna be hell to pay as soon as we pull in. I know that brunette ratted us out, it's hard to blame her, but I'm thinking about Ashley, Brittany, Jess, and Jamie Lynn. It's gonna be an F5 twister in the front yard, cause we said that the boys were staying in. Yeah, the boys are staying.